podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
He also spoke about Goldson there, Ian, and said that the plan was to rest them for the Dundee game. I don't care what manager you are. See if your number one starting centre back, even if he's a bit tired, is fit. He plays a semi final. He's been dropped. Surely he's been dropped.
I would say he's been dropped. You would say he's been dropped. Connor would say he's been dropped. The chat's definitely made their mind up and said that he's been dropped. But it goes back to what we were talking about in the pre-match. It's nowadays with the way that they're trained to deal with the media and all the rest of it. He's not going to come out and go, do you know what? Goldson's been shit for 6 months, so he's got to come out of the team. So he's got to skirt around the issue as such to say that, you know, it was a planned thing. We were going to do it last week, but luckily for us, Balogun got ill, so we didn't do it last week. And but you know, I mean, I'm quite thankful that Balogun was ill against Dundee, if that's the case, because then that means that Goldson didn't play today and Balogun came in and gave the performance that he did. So I don't think Balogun starting against Dundee would have made any difference to what actually happened on that night. So for me, it's been a long time coming, and the sign was there in the Celtic game, wasn't it? When they took him off with a couple of minutes to go. That was a warning shot, I think, across his bow, improve or you will come out the team. He hasn't, so now he's out of the team. So, yeah, he's been dropped.
And we have to discuss it now, Connor. Leon Balogun, not played a lot, not been involved in the team a lot. He's been injured a bit this season. He comes into a semi-final, and I'll repeat myself, against the third best team in the league, with probably, up there with Mayovsky, is the best striker in the league. And he absolutely strolled it. I thought he was phenomenal. I was a little bit confused as to why Suter wasn't played in the right-hand side and Balogun came into the left-hand side. But regardless, Balogun absolutely strolled the game.
He did. He absolutely did. There was no moments of him looking uncomfortable. There was nothing. You know, his recovery pace, and I think somebody said this in the chat as well, his recovery pace for a 35-year-old is extraordinary. He gets back so quick. You know, there was that one where I think Shankland nips on the ball in front of him, and he just almost seemingly from nowhere just comes in, gets the ball around the back. It's just brilliant for him. And to be fair, you know, obviously I know he's had some injury problems this season and that, and obviously apparently he was ill last week, but it baffles me that, you know, he's not had more game time when he has been fit. You know, Michael Beale was the same at the start of the season, didn't play him as much as he should. Come on, just come in and not play him so much either. But anytime Leon Balogun has played, I can't think of a bad performance for him this season when he's come on the park and played. He might have had quieter days in the day where he's maybe, you know, not been as involved. But, you know, he just has something in it. The idea that he's arguably on his day their best centre-back is incredible, really, because it shouldn't be the case, but he is. And I think if we can see more of him, I'd be happy. Because even, you know, you look at that back line and they just seem to, as a unit, look much more comfortable with him in there than I've seen over, certainly, you know, of course, a fair period of time this season with Big Goldson in there. And I think that's very telling. So for me, I'd be giving him as much game time as I can for as long as he's fit. And if you want to interchange the other two, that's fine, because he's played with both of them this season. In fact, I think he's even played with Davies as well at one point. When both Goldson and Suter were injured. So for me, I think I want him to get more game time, because today he was outstanding. And as I say, he's not put much of a foot wrong any time he has played.
And look, I have to say, Ian, there's been a lot of chat about his age, right? I don't care what age you are. Look at Big Davey Weir, look how long he played on for, right? If you're good enough, you're old enough, and that's whether you're young or you're old, it doesn't matter. And Denzel Merrick, channel member, hello Denzel. Not mentioned much on TV, but I thought Balogun was immense. And he was, and he absolutely strolled it. And now the question is, Ian, for us, I would imagine each one of us three would be sitting here saying, if he's fit enough, and if he's match fit enough, and if his body can handle it, he plays every single game that's left in this season. But does the manager think that?
with the way things are going, I would imagine that no, the manager probably doesn't see it like that. But I don't think that Balogun's done anything today or any time, like Connor said, when he's come in to warrant being taken back out again. Now, I mean, Suit has proven today that he's too quick with his thought process of diving in to get the ball. Goldson, for whatever reason, his form's dropped off a cliff this year. I don't know if it's just age or the fact that he just thinks that the league now is a stroll, so therefore he doesn't have to put the effort in. I don't know whatever reason for Connor's form it is, but it is literally going to be, for me, as a supporter watching, and obviously not from the management point of view, it's Goldson and AN Other for me at this point. But I don't know if Clement will see it like that, and whether he's you're going to find that you'll have Goldson back versus St Mirren, like Connor said, but it's regardless of whether he plays with Suit or alongside Balogun. But then that's why he's the manager. He makes the decisions. But for me, I don't see why you would take Balogun out. He strolled it against arguably one of the better teams in the league outside the top two.
Yeah, they absolutely strolled it. They absolutely strolled that in. I don't know if that gave more confidence, Connor. I mean, bad example is Suter beside him, even though Suter made some horrendous mistakes. But I thought Tav defensively again today was so much better. Dujon Stirling on that left hand side, he's not my favourite position for him playing in at left back. But again, I thought he performed really well. Even going forward, had him on toast. Couldn't get near him. He was too strong. He was too physical. So I don't even know if Balogun coming back in there, even subconsciously, just makes everybody feel better. And then, in turn, we're more composed. We're better at defending. We're better on the ball.
Yeah, 100%. I think the thing is, when Balogun's in there, you know that he can handle himself. And you know that when he's got the ball and he's having to do that part and clear it, that he is very composed. I think the good thing with him as well is, and again, this isn't just be an absolute Goldson bashing, because I do think Goldson, over the years he's been with, has certainly, he's been brilliant in moments and he's had bad moments. I think with Balogun, he doesn't just always look for that long diagonal, long ball over the top. He's quite happy to play a bit of football and pass it into his midfield and try and get things moving that way, because sometimes in games, particularly when you're under a little bit of pressure, which happens in games, teams are going to have wee spells. Just keeping a bit of the ball, a bit of possession, couple of passes together, just calming things down and giving, yourselves as defenders that bit of a rest for having to constantly be defending is very good and very clever. And I think he does it. And I just think that gives the players around him a lot more confidence, knowing that he can do that. And you've seen that today, because I thought, okay, Suter had his probably wobbly moments. Apart from that, he was okay in the game, Suter, apart from those moments. Tav, arguably, some people might disagree, but for me, that is one of the best defensive performances I've seen James Tavernier put in a Rangers jersey, personally.
I can't really remember, Connor, many mistakes that he made defensively. No. And after every Rangers game, you can always put one or two is fresh in your memory, mistakes that he's made. Didn't see many of those today.
No, there wasn't any really. And his positioning, he was getting himself in the right place at the right time to get in front of things. As I said, when there was a mistake made by Suter, Vargas tries to square it across, it's Tavernier that's there virtually in his own goal line to block it, stop it going through to Shanklin for a tap-in. But more than that, he also doesn't put it into the back of his own net either, which sometimes can happen there if you get caught up. So again, maybe it is that, as you say, that they just feel more confident with Balogun in there alongside them right now. And to be fair, that's what it should be. Goldson's not been good enough, so Philip, come on, was every right to drop him. And I hope that we see Balogun again next week.
So do I. I'm praying that we see Balogun again next week. Aldo, channel member, has also put in a super chat, and his super chat is, my previous point hits the button with Big Balogun. So I'll bring up his previous comment, and that is that Balogun is a defender first and foremost, and that is what we need, not a kid on defender that thinks he's a quarterback. And Ian, that actually moves me on to one thing I did want to discuss, and that's something that I'm getting a wee bit fed up with. And I know that we've used that a lot In the past, it's kind of worked. It's stopped working. See this big long diagonal pass, because we seem to, for the majority of the game, just try and cut out the midfield. And when we actually use the midfield and we transition quick and we get the ball to Campbell or Seema or McCausland or Silva or Matondo, we look dangerous. But far too often during games now, it's a case I get the ball and lump it up the park. That's what you do. That's what you do at schoolboy football.
And that's what every team in Scotland wants you to do against them, because they can cope with it with their big, massive centre-halves that they've all got. So they're looking to do that. And that, initially, it works, and it looks great. And the long raking baller over the pitch to onto your foot, and then you break off. It's brilliant. But then teams get used to it, and they know you're going to do it. So they just sit off, let you do it, and then cut it off. And this one, I quite like agreeing with Michael Stewart on this one, because it nearly made him cry. The amount of times that we did actually do the whole quick ball into the middle, Cantwell, Lundstrom, and then try and either go through the middle or go out wide. And we cut through hearts like a knife through butter, as the saying goes. I don't know if that's a Scottish thing or an English thing, but...
hot knife through butter.
Yeah, that one too. It hasn't got a plate in it, so I'm not bothered. But when we actually get the ball down and play... Okay, we need to get the confidence up to do it a little bit more, but you can see how good we actually are on the ball when we get it right. And we did.
Which we don't do anywhere near enough.
If we play quick, I don't want to hark on about them across the road, but they do that. That's
what in spells. And look, if we're comparing the two teams, they're slightly better than us. And that's it. I've said they're a good team, they're not a great team, and we are... just about a good team.
If we play like we can beat anybody.
Yeah, but if we continue playing the way that we're playing, obviously not today, but if we continue playing it, we're just behind them. They're just slightly better. They're not a great team, but they're a good team. And they've got individually, they've got some very, very good players that can make the difference for them. We've just not had those players. We've got them, but they've not shown it. And we need our players to start showing that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, that's what we need to the players to start showing, but we also need to get at them at their back line, because we've not done that in the games, really. You know, obviously, yes, we got three at Ibrox, and certainly after the incident with the penalty and stuff like that, we did start to ask questions of the line, and that's when you've seen them panicking a bit, because they do that. I mean, it's funny, because yesterday before their game, Big Brenda came out and said, I think the thing I'm liking just now that's improving the most is our defence, is looking really good. And then he goes and chips three goals to Aberdeen, two of which were identical balls into the box to the back post. That's the sort of stuff we haven't done enough when we've played them, and I think that's what you're looking for us to start doing more and being more aggressive in those moments, because reality is, I agree with you in that they are a slightly better team than us just now, but we should, in all honesty, looking at the games we've played against, and we should have won at least one of those games. The fact we haven't is a debate all on its own, but again, it is just about us actually
being but we haven't beat them. This is the thing, we haven't beat them. And you can point back to certain incidents here and certain incidents there where other players could have done better, or they could have got the rubber to green, but we haven't beaten them. They've beaten us and we've drew. So we haven't technically laid a finger on them yet this season. And if we don't, in the next game, they win the league. It's as simple as that. So other players have to start playing a bit more like today. Start building a bit of confidence and using today as a kind of springboard to go, look, come on, guys. This is what happens when you put the foot in a wee bit. That's just what happens when you get Todd Cantwell on the ball in the middle of the park and you create the space and you can run at players. That's what happens when you continually get the body Dessers in the six-yard box. This is what we're capable of. This is what we can do. Come on, let's go do it.
Sports Social Podcast Network.